Hello, I'm Bill Bullard with RCAF USA, the voice of the independent cattle and sheep producer in the United States of America. Well, one of the most common questions from journalists and reporters today is, why are beef prices so high? President Trump provided his answer to this question in his February 6, 2026 proclamation entitled, Ensuring Affordable Beef for the American Consumer. The proclamation increases the in-quota quantity of lean beef trimmings that can be imported from Argentina by an additional 80,000 metric tons during the 2026 calendar year, which is in addition to the 20,000 metric ton annual in-quota quantity limit already applicable to Argentina. The reasons cited by the president for his decision to increase Argentinian beef imports include the widespread drought that occurred in 2022, wildfires that have disrupted grazing and hay production, and the closure of the U.S.-Mexican border to live cattle imports due to Mexico's New World screwworm outbreak. The president stated that the combination of these factors has reduced the supply of cattle in the United States, which has resulted in higher beef prices for U.S. consumers, including higher prices for ground beef. He stated that ground beef prices reached $6.69 per pound in December of 2025, which was the highest ground beef price recorded since 1980. He then stated that he has a responsibility to ensure that hardworking Americans can afford to feed themselves and their families, and so he is taking action to temporarily increase the quantity of in-quota imports of lean beef trimmings to increase the supply of ground beef for United States consumers. Now, all of what the president said was true. The drought, the wildfires, and the closure of the Mexican border have all contributed to the downward trend of the U.S. cattle inventory. But very importantly, those factors were not the initial cause of our downward trending cattle inventory. They merely accelerated and accentuated the downward trend that began a little over a generation ago. Today's downward trending cattle inventory, along with today's downward trending inventory of American cattle farms and ranches, can be traced back to a monumental shift in national policy that occurred just over a generation ago. This shift began in the 1980s and continues today. And here's what happened. The control over the largest segment of American agriculture, the live cattle industry and its downstream beef industry, was handed over to a tight oligopoly, meaning a small group of firms that control the lion's share of the cattle and beef markets. That tight oligopoly, consisting of global firms, was then given unlimited access to inputs from around the world, enabling it to substitute domestic cattle and beef with foreign cattle and beef in whatever profit-maximizing ratio it chose. And that's what it did. It leveraged its oligopolistic power to pay less than a competitive price for cattle and leveraged its access to increasing volumes of price-depressing imports to reduce demand for domestic live cattle. During the ensuing decades, hundreds of thousands of cattle producers exited the industry, and they took nearly 10 million of their mother cows to market. Now, we have the smallest cow herd in 75 years because we waited too long to address the reasons that over half our cattle producers and over a quarter of our mother cows were disappearing. But we can begin doing so now. We can urge the president to rigorously enforce antitrust laws and the Packers and Stockyards Act to restore competition to cattle markets. We can urge him to encourage Congress to enact mandatory country of origin labeling for beef so consumers can help build demand for U.S. cattle. And we can urge him to align our trade policy with the need to provide domestic producers relief from price-depressing imports so we can meet our food security objective of achieving self-sufficiency in beef production. Now, despite record imports during the past 3 years, more imports are coming as a result of President Trump's proclamation. Historically, increased imports mean lower cattle prices, an extension of the liquidation phase of the cattle cycle, and fewer opportunities for aspiring farmers and ranchers to enter the industry. But as to consumer beef prices, historically, they've risen in concert with rising imports. Cattle farmers and ranchers have no control over either wholesale or retail beef prices. But because that control is vested with the dominant packers and dominant retailers, if those dominant players feel the need to please the president, we could conceivably see a decline in consumer ground beef prices. Now, we'll just have to wait and see. With that, have a productive week. Thank you and goodbye.